The Constitutional Court on Wednesday issued a verdict invalidating articles of the election law that it said discriminated against small parties. In future, blocks of parties running together will need to gain only 5% of the vote to enter the lower house, just like single groupings, and it will no longer be necessary to take far more votes to win seats in some constituencies than others. I spoke to political scientist Yeti Pehe about the implications of the change and whether the ruling could put the general elections scheduled for the beginning of October in jeopardy.
Well, the parts of the election law that were invalidated are those that discriminated against small parties. And given the fact that in the Czech lower chamber, or parliament's lower chamber, we have one big party, which is ANO, and then a plethora of small parties, I think that those political parties are quite motivated to agree on a compromise. So I think that the only obstacle really is Mr. Babiš and his movement ANO, which will be trying to obstruct this process of finding a compromise, because quite obviously the old system was much more advantageous for ANO. In fact, some experts have already said that had the previous elections been held on the basis of a system that was not discriminatory, ANO would have gotten 15 fewer mandates than it did.
Oh, we don't quite yet know how the law will be changed, but how will it affect the political scene, do you think? Because there have been arguments that it may fragment the political scene more, and of course the Czech Republic does not have a very good record in putting together stable coalitions from many parties. How do you think that will affect the scene, the political scene in this country?
I don't think that the change in the electoral law as required by the Constitutional Court will fragment the political scene as such, because quite frankly, we have only about 9 political parties which are able to gain seats in the lower chamber at this moment. 2 of them, the Communist Party and the Socialist Party, the Social Democratic Party, are actually in danger of not making it at all. So I don't see that we would have a situation because of this change in the electoral law when we would have even more political parties in the lower chamber of the parliament than we have had. The fragmentation is possible on a different level, and that is that the changed electoral law may actually create some pressure on some of those new coalitions, or to be precise, the 2 new coalitions, above all the coalition of the Civic Democrats, Topo 9, and the People's Party, because they are all small parties and they may benefit now from this new electoral law, and their desire to stay in the coalition may not be as strong as it was.
This complaint was actually filed in 2017. Why did it take so long for the Constitutional Court to come to actually announce a verdict?
I think that one of the criticisms that is really valid is the fact that the Constitutional Court has waited for almost 3 years, or more than 3 years actually, to reach a decision. That should not happen, especially in cases such as the change of the electoral law. But at the same time, since it was clear that this would affect the next election, and the election is scheduled for October 2021, there was really no pressure on the Constitutional Court. Also, I think that it was really necessary to formulate the decision of the Constitutional Court very clearly, because it was a very sensitive political matter, not only a legal matter, and it was clear that it would create, as it has done, all kinds of negative responses.
What do you think of the reactions to this move?
Well, I think that some of the reactions especially by experts, but also 1 or 2 points in the reaction of the Prime Minister, saying that this decision should have come earlier, that it took too long and so on, that's certainly valid. But the kind of criticism that the Prime Minister in particular used against the decision of the Constitutional Court was totally inappropriate. to accuse the Constitutional Court of playing politics, of trying to get rid of him and to attack personally chairman of the Constitutional Court, Pavel Rychetský. That is totally unacceptable in a democratic society. I think that when everything, when the emotions subside, I think that politicians will simply sit down and find a reasonable compromise. And they will, even those who now criticize the decision of the Constitutional Court, will come to see that the electoral system in this country, which was created in this form by the Civic Democrats and the Social Democrats as part of their opposition treaty, was unjust, and that it will benefit everyone to have a fair system in which people who vote for example, one of the small parties will feel that they are not discriminated.